Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, this is Jim Metzner.
And I'm Bob Berman.
And today's version of Astounding Universe has me, you can probably hear it in the sound of my voice, I'm kind of just getting over that bane of existence, the quote, common cold, which has entered my body and refused to leave the premises because, at least for germs, I'm that good. But it leaves me with this abiding question about germs. But you have a subject related to germs, I think, today, eh?
Well, how fast can they move? I know people are worried about them spreading.
How fast do germs move?
Normally we hear, some people on a plane have a cold, and then the plane lands in another city, and then it starts spreading. But that's not really how fast they move. We helped it along. We transported them. But can germs really move on their own? And my goodness, how fast? Everyone has their speed. What's the speed of germs? I mean, you'll hear that if you unfortunately have an infection, the colony of bacteria can double in size in 9 minutes 48 seconds, in case you wondered. But that's sort of moving because there's more and more and more and more of them. The colony is growing, so it's getting bigger. That's not really like moving on their own.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am in the studio with a man who's never met a statistic that he didn't like. So we've got yet another number now. It was 9, a colony of bacteria can
double in size, yeah, in 9 minutes, 48 seconds.
All right. But what we're talking about here, as we circle towards it, is the land speed. Am I on the right track here? The land speed of bacteria. And no one's going to tell me that they aren't landing on surfaces, and that's not important, because every time you open the public bathroom door, guess what? You're touching a handle that many other people who might be infected could be touching. Or you could be in the airport when you have the trays that you get where you put all your stuff in, and then thousands of people have touched. You think they're sterilizing those things? I don't know. But there's bacteria all over those things. Anyway, we're talking on the surface of stuff, right?
Yeah, but in those cases, you're touching germs that are already there. We're talking about movement. Spreading.
How could this be an issue? Because they can go from one place to another. And
yes, particularly if it's wet. A wet surface, I think all of us know that germs don't have giant legs like horses, and they're not going to be galloping along. In practice, the fastest of them have tail-like structures called flagella, and they whip these tail-like surfaces, and this is what speeds them along. So how fast? How fast can they move in water or a wet surface?
What are you going to give this in inches and per second on a tabletop or something like that?
The fastest bacteria move 1 to 2 feet per hour.
Wow. And now the size of a bacteria is microscopic.
Well, watch that. You say the size of the bacteria. Remember, bacteria is plural. So you mean to say the size of the bacterium.
I stand corrected. You are so right. The size of the bacterium. Moving from 1 foot per hour? What was it?
1 to 2 feet per hour.
Astonishing. So, yeah, but you dodged the question. What is the size of a bacterium?
Well, rather than give it in angstroms or micrometers, let's put it this way. A typical bacterium can move 80 times its own length in a second. That's pretty fast.
Now put that in human terms. A human walking moves how many human lengths per second?
We don't really rehearse these things, so just trying to picture a person walking, and in 1 second, my guess maybe you could move a body length in a second, maybe.
So, bacteria moving at 80 times their body length per second.
Right.
And a human who can do like maybe one if he's running, maybe All right, let's give them two or three max lengths per second. Holy smokes, these guys are booking.
Yeah, yeah. So it means that they can cross a kitchen counter in an hour, the fastest of them. A wet kitchen counter, you can get bacteria that start on one side and then made it to the other side of the counter in just an hour. But, you know, I figured out a really good way to picture this speed, actually looking at it. And that is a kitchen clock or a wall clock of any kind. The tip of the minute hand, that's the same speed that the fastest bacteria move. The same speed as the minute hand on a wall clock.
All right, it's not the second hand, the minute hand. So you can't really see it, but you know it's moving.
Have you ever tried looking at the tip of a minute hand? You sort of can. If you get up close and you got good, sharp vision, you can sort of see it moving a little bit.
You know when I would try to have that experience?
No, when?
School. Right? You're sitting there and it's like, well, I don't know, is it geometry?
Yeah, anything.
And they're doing a theorem and you're looking over there, what? It's please, 3 o'clock, come. Why is it moving so? It's moving backwards. What is this? So the guy comes into your house, or the woman comes into your house, across on the hand, puts the hand on the table, other side of the counter in an hour. Holy smokes. So get out the ammonia.
I liked what you said about the school looking and being desperate. My daughter, in her math class in, I think it was fifth grade, the teacher had put up all the digits of pi all around the room, near the ceiling, on the top of the wall, near the ceiling, went around the entire room, so that the students who were bored and were looking for something and just staring up, desperate, there were the digits. And sure enough, my daughter memorized the first 50 digits of pi, 3.14159265535897932838,
we got it,
et cetera, and did it for no other reason than there was nothing else to do. Right. So it's a brilliant educational technique.
All right, so here's another one. If you're really looking for something to do, get out that microscope, get those bacteria, and start making bacterial races. You get one bacteria, you got skin in the game, you got a little money on those bacteria, and you know, you're rooting for the ones with the, if you're smart, you're rooting for the ones with the flagella. With that, we're going to leave you, and just remember, on that countertop next to you, if there's any bacteria, those guys are moving along pretty quickly. For Astounding Universe, I am Jim Metzner.
And I'm Bob Berman.
We'll catch you next time.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.